With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A government shutdown delayed. September jobs report had some good news for the U.S. economy today.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added a solid 119,000 jobs in September, with the unemployment rate going up to 4.4% from 4.3% in August. The increase in payrolls is more than double the 50,000 economists had predicted. But a revised August report shows the economy lost 4,000 jobs for that month, instead of gaining 22,000 as originally reported. The Federal Reserve has been divided over whether to cut interest rates for a third time this year. They meet again next month. Donna Warder, Washington.
Some high praise today for former Vice President Dick Cheney, and it came from former President George W. Bush, who spoke at Cheney's funeral at the National Cathedral.
In a profession that attracts talkers, he was a thinker and a listener. And when he did speak up, conveying thoughts in that even tone of voice, that orderly, unexcitable manner, you knew you were getting the best of a highly disciplined mind. No colleague, no legislator, no foreign leader who ever met Dick Cheney ever doubted that they were dealing with a serious man.
A congresswoman from South Florida facing up to 53 years in prison if she's convicted on federal charges.
Florida Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick has been indicted by a grand jury in Miami on charges of stealing $5 million in FEMA disaster funds and using some of it for her campaign. Federal prosecutors allege that in 2021, the Progressive Democrat and co-conspirators stole an overpayment given by the Florida Division of Emergency Management to Trinity Healthcare Services. That's her family's healthcare company for a COVID-19 vaccination staffing contract.
That is Jennifer King reporting, and this is SRN News. A Christian legal group is ready for the annual Christmas Wars, and Michael Harrington has an update.
For more than 20 years, Liberty Counsel has carried out its Friend or Foe campaign, which offers legal help to anybody trying to put Christ back in Christmas and having trouble doing that. Liberty Counsel points out that, quote, publicly sponsored nativity scenes on public property are constitutional. Classroom discussion of the religious aspects of the holidays is permissible. And students may distribute religious Christmas cards to their classmates. Michael Harrington reporting.
A South Carolina bill that would allow judges to sentence women who get abortions to decades in prison has stalled after failing to get out of a legislative subcommittee this week. Four of the six Republicans on the panel refused to vote on the measure, which would ban all abortions unless a woman's life is threatened. The three Democrats were then able to vote against sending the bill forward. This is SRN News. NASA has unveiled some close-up pictures of the interstellar comet that's making a quick one-and-done tour of the solar system.
The comet is only the third confirmed object to visit from another star. It zipped harmlessly past Mars last month. Several NASA spacecraft at and near the red planet zoomed in on the comet as it passed just 18 million miles away. The closest the comet will come to Earth is 167 million miles in mid-December. Then it will hightail it back into interstellar space, never to return. Rich Thomason reporting.
Cooking a Thanksgiving dinner for friends and family will cost a little less this year compared to last. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 40th annual Thanksgiving dinner survey is out. It says the average cost of the Thanksgiving staples that make up the classic holiday feast is $55.18, or about $5.52 per person. More details at SRNnews.com.